You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the show, Who is Grafted In? Explaining to you who the new covenant is with. It's not the Gentiles. It's with Israel, and how just like the mixed multitude had to join and become part of Israel when they left Egypt and were grafted in, so the Gentiles today, to be in a covenant relationship with God, have to become part of Israel and be grafted in. Now, did you know that God divorced Israel? Let's talk about this for a minute. Back in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 6, it says, The Lord said also to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen what backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree. We'll come back to that, green trees. And there played the harlot. How did she play the harlot? We'll talk about this. Verse 7. And I said, after she had done all these things, return to me. But she did not return. And her treacherous sister Judah saw it. Then I saw that for all the cause which backsliding Israel had committed adultery, I had put her away and given her a certificate of divorce. Yet her treacherous sister Judah did not fear, but went and played the harlot also. So it came to pass through her casual harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees. And yet for all of this, her treacherous sister Judah has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says the Lord. All right, so what's this talking about? The preachers might tell you that God divorced Israel, but then they lump that in to mean, oh, a Jew also. He's divorced them, and now he's married to the church, or Jesus is returning to be married. First of all, how do you commit harlotry against God? What is adultery? You know, adultery is a grounds for divorce, and that's what Israel did. God divorced Israel, but he didn't divorce Judah. When he divorced Israel because of her harlotry, her green trees and stones and high hills, what was going on there? Well, we do that today. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 through 5, tells us about the Christmas tree and how God forbids people to go out into the woods with an axe and cut down a tree and bring it home in their house and fasten it with nails and a stand so it doesn't fall over and decorate it with tinsel and ornaments and everything. That is idolatry. Why? Because it's observing a day reserved for Satan. When did they do this? Well, they did this on December 25th, folks. That's right. Christmas is a sin. Grab your chest. Clutch your shirt. That's right. December 25th is not Jesus' birthday. It's Satan's. It's a day dedicated for Satan. Actually, Nimrod, who Satan set up, and he was an evil dude. But that's how you commit adultery against God. You fornicate, you go following after false gods, and you are spiritual adultery.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.